Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And others are not saying it, but yet there are many, many more that are beginning to awaken to this reality. I mean, 21 Christians, Egyptian Christians, were beheaded on the shores of Tripoli. Everyone must agree that we are living in some of the most serious times. And just most recently, we've just brought the speech to you from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in where he addressed the nation, Congress, leaders of America, and really the entire world, when he made his case about Iran, the threat of nuclear armed Iran, and what that means to Israel and the United States. Listen, we are living in very serious times, and it's encouraging to know that we're not just the only ones that are trumpeting this clarion call, if you will. There are many in the body of Christ that are starting to awaken and believe and are saying, listen, we must stand together. We must pray. We must repent, cry out to God, and ask the Lord to move on our behalf for the sake of Christians, Jews, really the entire world. Well, I want to read you a statement that has really gone viral. This is the statement. We must wake up from our slumber and be on guard and stand firm. You may be surprised to find out that that statement was made by an NFL New Orleans Saints football player. Yes, I am surprised too, pleasantly surprised, Benjamin Watson. You may be seeing an image of him right now. He's an excellent football player, but he's also a great guy. Some of the things in your post, Benjamin, are so encouraging. We really appreciate everything that you're sharing, but he's talking about the importance of us being awake, us being alert, as we're being flooded with all these images and all these news clippings of Christians that are being persecuted. Well, listen, the world is hearing this, and 22,000 shares later, Benjamin has an opportunity to be able to share this on a greater platform. In fact, we're going to watch an interview that was just conducted by Greta Van Susteren of Fox News, as she interviews Benjamin on his beliefs, why he wrote that post, and what he believes is about to come right here to America. Watch this.
Benjamin, nice to have you join us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Benjamin, you wrote a Facebook posting that's going absolutely viral. It's about ISIS and Christians. What did you write, and why did you write it?
Well, I had no idea this was going to happen, first of all, and it's kind of weird how Facebook works, but really it wasn't specifically just about ISIS, although we've been seeing a lot of them in the news lately. It was really just about persecution and Christianity and how me as a Christian, how I feel when I see these images on my computer and on my Facebook and on TV, seeing Christians being slaughtered of merely because they believe in Jesus Christ, and how it makes me feel, and how I realize that, you know what, in America, sometimes we feel like we're separated from that, like that just happens over there, but it won't be long, I believe, until we may be facing some of the same things here.
You know, it's astounding, though, isn't it, the persecution for just one's beliefs? Isn't it astounding?
You know, I don't know if I use the word astounding, because it's been going on since the beginning. You know, as we look in Scripture and kind of when I wrote, I thought about the Apostle Paul. I thought about Stephen, how he was martyred, and how as we look throughout history, there have been people who have been marginalized or killed or martyred for their faith. But throughout that whole ordeal, it's amazing how Christianity's kept growing and how, you know, people still believed even though these sorts of things happen. So when I'm looking at it from where I am, I admit I have fear. You know, it makes me scared to think of having to stand up against those insurmountable odds. But as we look in Scripture, we're encouraged because the Holy Spirit gives these people power to stand during these times.
Do you think that there's persecution of Christians here in the United States? Obviously, we're not beheading, but that it comes in another form?
You know, it does come in other forms, and you know, even as we look how, you know, laws have changed and things that have happened recently, there is kind of a shift that's happening throughout our culture that's kind of turning against the things of God, turning against people who profess to be Christians. But this is something that we should expect, and something that we're going to have to deal with. And the beheadings seem to be overseas, but things are happening in Europe, and I really believe that it won't be long until we may face some things like we've been seeing.
Why do you think that you have such a deep faith?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why these things happen. But I do know that we have to really kind of, as Christians, kind of circle the wagons and really wake up, you know, from our slumber and realize that everybody's not for us. And that's what's promised us. That's what Jesus promised us, that if they hated him, they will hate us as well.
Wow, Benjamin, you are so encouraging. Do you hear what he just said? He said, we got to wake up. Not everyone is for us. And we can be naive and think that everything is going to be okay, that we have nothing to worry about. Those days are over as being, you know, burying our heads in the sand, if you will. Listen, Benjamin said it won't be long until it's happening here. And we've brought you stories like this, that it's beginning to happen here. I mean, wasn't it so encouraging to hear
Absolutely.
Benjamin Watson? He's more than just a football player. He's a believer and he has a voice.
That is so encouraging, because like a lot of times, I think what's so significant how you showed that was just like a lot of times we see them for their athletic abilities, but
right.
we forget the fact that, you know, they're people too, and they've got a voice just like any one of us.
A strong voice. Mm-hmm. So many people today feel like, I believe, that they're insignificant. Maybe when they look at the events that are happening around the world, you're mm-hmm. seeing all these things occurring, and you think, man, I'm just, what can I do? Here I am at home or at school or at work. Listen, you have a voice.
Oh, yeah.
You can make a difference. You can stand and do something unless you do nothing. And I'm glad that Benjamin is doing his part. You know, whatever platform you have, whether it's at work, school, whatever you're doing, listen, you can be a bold witness for the Lord right there. And I love what Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words. And we can do that. We can mm-hmm. live a life that glorifies the Lord and use words too. But
oh, yeah.
But we can live in before all men.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.